Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. What's going on, everybody? On my way to the Y for a quick little workout before work. First day back at work today. On my way to the Y for a quick little workout before work. And it's going to be an even quicker workout now with this little bonus train we got happening. I guess that's a good time to run a train through the middle of the city. Down Idlewild Drive and 25th Street is at 6:12 in the morning. So that's good. It's funny, I was just thinking about how I haven't caught any red lights on my way over to the Y yet, and now I caught a train. So how's it going? We just put out a new episode of Grown Men Coloring yesterday, or I guess this morning. So by the time you hear this, usually I spread out the podcasts a couple days. I'd like to do one with Chris tomorrow sometime. And yeah, you'll hear this in between the two Grown Men Coloring episodes most likely. But yeah, hope everything's going well. I'm sitting at this train. I was listening to some Joe Rogan. Dennis McKenna was on talking about psychedelic drugs and stuff. And big long fucker, it looks like, this train. Not the Dennis McKenna podcast. That's long, too. It clocks in at 2 hours and 36... Well, 2 hours, 56 minutes... 2 hours, 57 minutes and 4 seconds. So I always listen to... if Joe Rogan has anyone on that's not a comedian, pretty much not a comedian. There's a few exceptions, but I'll usually listen at a enhanced speed. Just because, it's hard to, I mean, that's 3 hours. I'm a Joe Rogan loyalist. I always listen to his podcast, but yeah, sometimes I just got to speed it up. Unfortunately on my iPod, 2x speed is actually 1.5. On my iPhone, 2x speed is 2x. So sometimes lately when, Rogan's had a non-comedian guest on, I've actually listened on my iPhone in order to actually listen at legit 2x speed in order to cut down. It's basically like an hour and a half worth of time you're saving on a 3 hour podcast. You can listen to at legit 2x speed. At 1.5, it's, you know, you save like an hour because a 3 hour podcast will then take you 2 hours, which is a nice little savings. But being back to work, I'll have a lot more time to listen to podcasts. Hopefully, maybe not right away. I might not be able to listen to my iPod a bunch initially, but as we get more into the thick of things at work, hopefully I will be able to stay up to date on my podcast. Anyways, yeah, cool. Talked about podcasts on this episode of Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. It's funny, you know, I caught an Unemployment Hour Bonus Train on my way to work. Isn't that ironic? I've made that joke many times. I'm sure it's hacky and old at this juncture. But anyways, yes, the train has moved along. I guess I didn't really get to the Y as early before work as I would have liked, but I guess, you know, it's the first day, and the world wasn't built in a day, and neither was Lee's new training schedule to do with training before work now. That wasn't built in a day either, so I guess I got a pretty decent start. They open at 5:30, so, you know, in a way it'd be nice to get there right at 5:30. Not that I had an hour and a half of stuff to do. I'm just going to lift so that I don't have to lift after racquetball lessons today. Driving and podcasting isn't always the smartest thing. I made a little mistake there, but I've got it figured out now. So, okay, neat. So I'm parking now, gonna start my workout. Hopefully it's not too short and I didn't fuck myself over by not getting out the door quick enough, and hopefully the train didn't fuck me out of my workout either. But you know, you can't, trains are always possible. You can't blame your lack of punctuality on a train. But I do feel like I don't know. Let me know if you feel like you catch as many trains as I do. Okay, thanks for listening. Check out our podcast, Grown Men Coloring, Unemployment Hour. Hopefully there'll be continuing to be a steady dose of them. So take it easy. Have a good one. Have a great one. Bye-bye.